Don't tell me. Not Corbett again. When I think about Basil Corbett, I really warm to Judas Iscariot.
Indeed, it seems it was the Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, yes.
He's a treacherous, disloyal, arrogant, opinionated, publicity-seeking creep. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, Humphrey.
Oh, on the contrary, Minister. Compared with what his permanent secretary says, that ranks as a generous tribute.
Why did he do it?
Who can say?
I think the answer may be in the evening paper, Minister.
Every time Corbett comes anywhere near me, I get sharp stabbing...
Ganges. This is Peluda, the mystery of the elephant god.
My wife is in there! My son!
No! No! Why?
Queen's Knight.
Because the word spectacular, Lal Mohan, doesn't evoke an image. You'd have to be offering us something exceptionally enthralling for us to abandon our stimulating mental wrestling matches. Queen to Rook 5.
Well, it's been almost 25 years since I last saw the celebration, so...
You're a writer, Lal Mohan. Try.
Okay. Well, I do remember... Ah, yes!
My friend here is no less famous.
I'm sorry, I don't...
Because I signed the register using my real name, Lal Mohan Ganguly. Perhaps you know me better as Jotayu, Master of Suspense.
Ah, the magician.
The author of adventure thrillers.
Then no.
Perhaps you can help us.
With pleasure.
We've come to see the holy man.
Ah, Machli Baba.
Machli Baba. Did he really swim all the way, Mr. What's your name?
I don't know. So they say.
And what about his supernatural powers, Mr.?
Perhaps we could enjoy the tea while we talk.
Of course. Please sit and allow me to.
Thank you.
Okay.
Abhacharan is the old man who found him. For the last 35 years, Abhacharan has been going to Kedar Ghat by himself at 4 in the morning to bathe in the river.
Ah.
On that particular morning, as he went down the steps and reached the edge of the water, he stepped on something soft.
Must be cow dung.
No. When he looked closely, he saw that it was a man, apparently unconscious. His skin was all wrinkled as though he had been in the water for a long time. Before Abhacharan could say or do anything, the man opened his eyes and said, "Look, there is water everywhere. So why are you still afraid of fire?" Blimey. And that was that.
Because his wife died in a fire?
How do you know that?
He's afraid of fire because he suffered some trauma in the past. That for 35 years he's been bathing alone tells me he has no family.
Wow, you are right, of course. Only it was Abhacharan's wife and child who died in the fire.
And the Babaji's been staying at Abhacharan's house since then.
Oh, yes. Word spread like wildfire. People started pouring in. Abhacharan's house is a courtyard and that's where Babaji receives visitors. Each one can obtain a fish scale, blessed and purified by the holy man.
How long is the Babaji staying?
Apparently, he never stays anywhere for very long. Mm. But it's always his followers who decide when he leaves.
Really? How is that?
If you come with me this evening, we'll find out. Not very far now.
What does he wear, this sadhu?
Well, very little actually.
Really?
When I saw him, all he had on was a scarlet lungi and a red scarf around his shoulders. But why?
Just curious. Never heard of a holy man arriving on the scene fully dressed.
You're skeptic.
Well,
Shaitan Singh!
Who?
There, on the rooftop.
Shaitan Singh!
That's Rukmini, Ruku. He's from the Ghoshal family. A reckless devil.
There's no point in hiding anymore. I know where you are, Shaitan Singh.
Shaitan Singh is a creation of Akroor Nandi, my rival writer.
Inferior writer.
Thank you, Thopshe.
So what if you've hunted me down?
Look, over there, on the rooftop across the street.
You still won't
and
take
that
me
young
life.
Boy is Ruku's new friend. They're up to some mischief.
Jensen, I'm coming to get you. You'll never get across this ravine. Yes, I will. You can't build a bridge. That's not fair. I didn't build it. Ancient warriors did.
He isn't that foolish, is he?
But Captain Spark will succeed where others have failed. Shaitan Singh, I'll grab you before you can count to 10.
Good heavens. It's insanity. I can't watch it.
If he falls, he'll break his father's heart.
Five?
Is he safe?
Six.
He's past halfway.
Seven.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's happening? Oh,
nothing, nothing. He's okay.
He made it.
Come on. It's about time someone told those two.
The youth of today. It's impossible to understand what goes through their minds sometimes.
Stories written by people like you, Jota, you obviously.
Don't blame me, okay? Ruku was quoting Akroor Nandi. Talk to him.
So then what will happen?
Rukmini Kumar, that was without doubt the
bravest feat I have seen in a long time.
Captain Spark knows no fear.
Captain Spark?
My name is Captain Spark. Shaitan Singh killed my father in the jungles of Africa with a poisoned arrow. Ha! My eyes sparkle with the light of revenge. That's why my name is Captain Spark.
He seems
Spark.
To have memorized every word Akroor Nandi ever wrote.
And then he fell into the river with a big splash. We'll be carried to the sea.
Don't think I won't tell your father about this, Ruku!
A born actor.
So, you know the Ghoshals well?
Of course. Everyone in Benares knows them. You might meet this boy's father tonight, Umanath Ghoshal.
Water, air, fire, earth, and the sky. Five.
Remarkable.
Hardly.
Six seasons.
Seasons.
Seven stars and the Great Bear.
What?
Eight metals.
How thrilling.
But it's nonsense.
Nine planets in the solar system.
System.
Ten. Ten incarnations of Vishnu. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten.
Hello, hello. Will you please listen? Everybody, please listen. This bag contains blank pieces of paper. Now, Babaji has requested all of you that you should each take one piece of blank paper and write on that piece of paper any number between 1 and 10.
And that is?
Abhay Charan.
Okay.
Bayuji Mane.
Where are you going?
To write a number, of course.
You said tonight Machli Baba's devotees would decide how long he would stay. So will the number written by most people here determine that?
Maybe.
Are most of them just stooges?
My dear sir, many of these people are what you might call the cream of Benares society. See that man over there? He's a Sanskrit scholar of renown. Look there. The man in the white kurta and the white sari cap. That is Maganlal Meghraj. The richest and most powerful man in the whole of Benares.
Maganlal Meghraj. Now, why does that name ring a bell?
The police raided his house twice. His office in Calcutta was raided too.
Why?
I heard rumors that his business dealings were not above board. And other things that...
Was anything found?
No, of course not. A man like Meghraj knows how to protect himself and keep the police happy.
Enjoying the spectacle?
Meghraj! Just the man. Is Umanath with you? Need to talk to him about Ruku.
No, he couldn't come.
Guests. Then it'll have to wait. Allow me to introduce you. This is Pradosh Mitro.
Namaskar.
Namaskar.
And his cousin Topshe.
Namaskar.
And this is Bikash Sinha, Umanath Ghoshal's secretary.
Pradosh Mitro, the investigator?
Yes.
I know this might sound a bit melodramatic, but could you come to our house right away? I'm sure Mr. Ghoshal would be very pleased to meet you.
Of course. Only we're just waiting for him.
Yes.
Oh, here he is.
What an inspirational man. And look what I got.
Fish scale.
How much did you donate?
Not much.
I have certainly heard of you. You went to see Machli Baba, Vikas was saying. What did you think of him?
Well, Mr. Ghoshal...
He has a divine aura. The man has clearly been anointed.
Perhaps.
You know, I feel a tingling in the tips of my fingers. That only ever happens when I experience something truly profound. Trust me, a trip to the Babaji will change your life forever.
I, my wife and my son Ruku went to see Machli Baba last Wednesday. While we were there, an extremely valuable object was stolen from my room.
May I ask what it was?
Ganesh. It was a small figure of Ganesh, about 2.5 inches high. It was made of gold and studded with precious stones.
A family heirloom?
Exactly. It was my great-grandfather who brought it into the family. Please don't think I am old-fashioned and superstitious. But that Ganesha has brought us good luck for over 100 years. And now it is gone.
It was well concealed, I assume.
In a locked chest.
And who kept the key?
My wife. But as she was coming with me to see Machli Baba, I took the key from her. I left it in a drawer. When we returned, the key was where I left it. But the Ganesh had gone.
A light finger servant, perhaps?
Impossible. Everyone who works for us has been with us since I was a little boy.
Then was there anyone else in the house?
Only Shashi Bhushan Pal, the artist, who's working on the idol of Durga. And Vikas, of course.
And you trust them?
Implicitly. Shashi Babu has been making idols for us for over 30 years. And Vikas has been part of our family since he was born.
An intruder, then?
It would appear so.
But if nothing else was stolen, it must have been someone who knew about the Ganesh and where to find it, sir.
There are only a few people who know. One of them was a friend of mine at university in Calcutta. But I don't consider him a friend now. He lives here in Banaras. His name is Moganlal Meghraj.
I know the man you mean. He was at Machli Baba's meeting.
He was there when we went as well.
You suspect him?
He came here and offered me 30,000 rupees for the Ganesh. Of course I refused. He left vowing that he would get the statuette using any means at his disposal. 5 days later, the Ganesh was stolen.
And the police?
Have discovered nothing. I am loath to disturb your stay in Banaras, Mr. Mitru. But if you can retrieve the Ganesh for me, I would be eternally grateful.
Of course he will.
Yes, it will be a pleasure.
Unbelievable. We've hardly stepped off the train and a case falls into our lap.
That's called destiny.
That's so. Called luck, nothing more.
Nonsense. There are other forces at play here. I feel my soul being tugged in unusual directions.
Topshe, you shouldn't keep looking.
But I know that we're...
What?
We're being followed.
We are? Who's following us, sir?
Ever since we left Machli Baba's meeting.
Yeah, I don't see anyone.
You've scared him off. He's disappeared into the shadows.
What? Oh.
So, who are we going to question first?
Well, I think we might start
Good morning,
with...
gentlemen.
Good morning.
I hope breakfast meets with your approval.
Oh, it is out of the world.
Would you happen to know where Moganlal Meghraj lives?
Meghraj? As far as I know, he has 2 houses both in the heart of Benares. One of them is not far from Bishwanath Temple. Anyone will show you the way.
Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, Machli Baba is going to be with us for another 7 days.
Not long to bask in his benevolent glow.
So he'll be leaving on the same day as the idols are immersed in the river.
Exactly. Should be very spectacular. Inspector Tiwari.
I hear you have a special guest, Niranjan Babu. There's no need to get comfortable. What I have to say won't take long. I've come to warn you.
Of what?
Stay away from Moganlal Meghraj.
What makes you think that...
You saw Mr. Ghoshal last night.
Ah, word travels fast.
And if we know, you can rest assured that Moganlal Meghraj knows. Please, sirs, let the police deal with this. He's a very cunning, ruthless man with more power than you can know.
I would never underestimate his
power. I'm sure you wouldn't. But Meghraj, let's just say he's in a different league to the petty criminals you're used to.
But has got murdered.
Topshe.
Sorry.
I am, of course, thankful for your warning.
Good. Make sure you heed it.
And how are your investigations going, Inspector?
Ongoing. Well, enjoy your stay in Banaras, sir.
Inspector, are you investigating the possibility that Machli Baba might be a fraud?
And risk being skinned alive by his devotees? I most certainly am not.
Mr. Sinha.
Come in. And please, it's Bikash.
Thank you.
Topshe, welcome.
Thank you.
And Mr. Ganguly, Mr. Ghoshal is busy with guests, but I could let him know you're here.
Oh, actually, there's no need to disturb him. Can I ask you a few questions?
Of course. Come, let's go to my room. Please, make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you.
Shall I order some tea?
Yes, I will have Earl Grey with little
actually,
bit...
Actually, no. We're fine.
What?
Vikash Babu, where were you when Moganlal Meghraj came to visit?
Right here. In fact, I received Moganlal and took him to the living room. I told Mr. Ghoshal he was here and then returned to my room.
So, did you know the two of them had an argument?
No. you can't hear from my room anything that's said in the living room. Besides, I was playing my radio.
And were you in your room the evening the Ganesh was stolen?
Yes, most of the time. When Mr. Ghoshal left with his wife and Ruku, I walked with them to the gate. From there, I went to see Shoshi Babu working on the idol.
And then you returned to your room?
Yes.
And did what?
Listen to the radio. The Lucknow station was playing recordings of Begum Akhtar.
Ah, the sweet old lady. I met her once. I'm a hobbat tere anjaan perona.
And you presumably stayed in your room until Mr. Ghoshal returned?
Yes.
Thank you, Bikash Babu.
Ruku is playing on the roof. His father has forbidden him from leaving the house after his stunt yesterday. Niranjan Babu called this morning.
Ah.
Meow! Meow! Whee!
Ruku, could you stop playing for a minute?
Are you a detective?
How did Captain Spark get this information?
My assistant told me.
And who's your assistant?
Little Raxit, of course. Didn't you know that? What kind of a sleuth are you?
So, where is your assistant?
I'm playing that role at the moment.
Ah.
Do you have a revolver?
Yes, he does.
What kind?
A Colt.
And a harpoon?
No, I haven't got a harpoon.
You should get one. I've got one. I'm going to use it to kill a shark.
Tell me, Captain Spark, did Shaitan Singh take the Ganesh? Or was it someone...
Shaitan Singh could never find it, ever. No one could.
Then where is it?
With the king.
The king? Would that be the king of Bombay?
No. Africa, of course.
Sometimes I think the only way to understand what that boy is talking about is to read every book in that adventure series.
He seems lonely.
He is. He's an only child. But he's managed to find a friend, a boy called Shudro from Calcutta.
I think we saw him yesterday.
Yes, he was playing Shaitan Singh. And you are little Raxit. I wonder if anyone has taken on the role of the King of Africa.
You think there is something in what he said?
Well, one thing is certain. The imagined world of Okru Nondi is very real to little Ruku.
It's because he doesn't have any real heroes to follow.
And this is Shoshi Babu, the most sought-after artist in Banaras.
Vikar Babu.
Idol's very impressive.
Thank you, Babu. Every year, I try to improve on the year before.
Which is a feat, as Shoshi Babu's idol is always the most beautiful. Look at the detail he puts into Ma Durga's three eyes and how he paints every nail on every finger on each of her 10 arms.
Beautiful and yet terrifying. Especially the look on that lion's face. What?
When do you think you'll finish it?
Pujo begins day after tomorrow.
Your work is exquisite.
Thank you, Babu. For 40 years, this has been my passion and Ma Durga has been my inspiration.
Has been?
I am old and I have arthritis. Babu, I don't think next year I'll be able to lift my tools. So for the 4 days of Pujo, Ma Durga will be the center of everyone's attention. Then on the 5th day, on Bijoya Dashami, when she is immersed in the holy river, I'll wish her farewell.
Shoshi Babu, are you aware that something in this house has been stolen?
I've been working in this house for over 30 years. Who would think that one day I would be questioned by the police? When I do my work, Babu, I forget about everything else. Ask Bikash Babu. Ask the little boy. Ask anyone who has seen me work. I don't leave this baranda for a minute.
Oh, shit. Get out of the way, you silly piece of mutton. No, Tokso, not you. So the problem is the real villain couldn't have taken it, could he?
Who do you mean?
Maganlal Meghraj. The man at Machli Baba's meeting.
And he was at the meeting with Mr. Ghoshal when the Ganesh was stolen.
It is intriguing.
You know, gentlemen, personally, I can think of only one possible explanation.
What?
Doppelgangers.
What?
Yeah, they are everywhere.
Here we are.
But who lives here?
Moganlal Meghraj.
Huh? But you told Inspector Tiwari that...
I said I was thankful for his warning. I never said I'd heed it. Come, gentlemen.
Namaskar, Mr. Mitter. Come closer. All of you. I prefer this dim light, but it is not ideal for entertaining.
Namaskar.
Take a chair. Sit. I wanted to meet you, Mr. Mitter. I was going to extend an invitation, but... well, here you are.
For a brief visit, I assure you.
You may not know me, Mr. Mitter, but I know all about you.
You are pretty well known yourself, Mr. Meghraj.
Well known? Not well known. What you mean is infamous, notorious. Come on, admit it.
You have a certain amount of notoriety, it is true.
Come closer, Topshe. And is that the sound of your teeth chattering, Lal Mohan?
No.
So, Mr. Mitter, have you come to Banaras on holiday?
That was my original plan, yes, but we have been otherwise occupied, as I'm sure you are aware.
Ah, now we come to it. You forsake the beauty of Banaras for the drabness of Umanath Ghoshal's residence? Why, I wonder. Is this company so stimulating?
You must know why.
I've heard rumors, but I found them so ridiculous, I laughed them off.
He has asked me to recover something that was stolen.
And what is that, I wonder?
A precious statue of Ganesh.
What if I told you, Mr. Mitter, that you will catch no thief, because there has not been a theft?
If the Ganesh hasn't been stolen, Mr. Meghraj, I would want to know where it has gone.
It, Mr. Mitter, was sold to me for 30,000 rupees by Ghoshal. You're trying to act as though you are not surprised, Mr. Mitter. But your eyes betray you. Did you know that Umanath Ghoshal's business is on the verge of collapse? He owes more people than he can possibly afford to pay. He invited me to his house. I thought he wanted to talk business. Instead, he took out the Ganesh and offered it to me for 30,000 rupees. Ghoshal isn't a very clever man. Instantly, I could see that the statue was worth far more than 30,000 rupees. Of course, at the time, I didn't have the money on me, so we made the exchange at Machli Baba's meeting. We both arrived with little bags in our pockets. His had the Ganesh. Mine had 30,000 rupees in 100 rupee notes. The exchange was made. End of story. Or so I thought.
If he sold it to you, why didn't he do it openly?
Because the Ganesh wasn't his. It belonged to his family.
Then may I see it?
Come on, Mr. Mitter. You know that my house and offices have been raided more than once. So I'm afraid I don't have it here. You're an intelligent man, Mr. Mitter. Eventually you would have discovered who had the statue. At that point, whose story do you think people would believe? Maganlal Meghraj, the man with the short temper and unorthodox business practices? Or Mr. Umanath Ghoshal, upstanding member of the community?
You are certainly at a disadvantage.
And that is why I want you to stop your investigation.
Impossible.
Why? Ghoshal wants to come out of this whole thing with both the Ganesh and my money. You must understand I can't let that happen.
If what you're saying is true, then I will uncover Mr. Ghoshal's culpability.
Of course it's true. Are you saying, Mr. Mitter, that you do not believe me?
No, I don't.
Sir Ji.
Call Arjun and tell him to bring box number 13. Let me show you what I do to men who call me a liar to my face.
I think we have imposed on your hospitality for long enough.
Sit down, Mr. Mitter.
I'm afraid we really must
be going. Mr. Mitter. Do you see those narrow slits in the wall there and there? There is a gun pointing at Master Topshe and another pointing at you. Now sit down. Gentlemen, this is Arjun.
But
But what's...
He was born that way. Because of his translucent flesh, he was once a freak in the king of Harbanspur's private circus. Then he turned his hand to a very special skill. Knife throwing. Now he entertains me. Mr. Ganguly, do you see that board? Yes, that one. The one against the wall there.
The one with the knife marks in it?
Yes. I would greatly appreciate it if you would get up and stand in front of it.
No! Let me. Or me. Topshe.
Sit down. Both of you. Or I give my men the order to shoot. Mr. Ganguly, do not displease me. Hurry.
Why him?
Because that way it will hurt you more. Now sit down, Mr. Mithar. Come on, Mr. Ganguly. Now.
Lal Mohan,
no, no, no. Okay, no. Yes.
Arjun.
Oh! I have seen enough.
Haven't seen anything.
Chodaya! Lal Mohan. Lal Mohan. It's all right. It's all right. He's just fainted.
It's nothing a stiff drink won't cure. Mr. Mithar, if you return to Ghoshal's house, I will know about it.
I must return at least once, even if it's just to let him know that I'm off the case.
Very well. Once. Now carry your friend out of my house.
Come on, Topshe. Just
Has all my hair turned white? Please, please be honest.
Not a single strand.
That's because there's not much. Thank heavens for small mercies. I may never sleep again, but at least I can still turn a young lady's head.
I'm sorry to both of you. Sorry that you had to go through that. What would your father say?
I lost my father a long time back.
No, I was talking to Topshe.
Oh.
What would your father say, Topshe, if he knew I'd put you in such a situation?
He wouldn't say anything. He'd shout.
I should have listened to Tiwari. Arrogance. It's a curse. It won't happen again. But at least you didn't suffer in vain, Lal Mohan.
I didn't?
No. We now know that Moganlal Meghraj does not have the Ganesh.
How do we know that?
Because if Meghraj had stolen the statue, he could easily have produced it to corroborate his story of having bought it. But he didn't.
Then why try and force us off the case?
Why indeed? Bikash Babu, sorry to disturb you in your room.
Not at all. I didn't hear you come in.
We used the back entrance.
Discretion is certainly necessary.
Ah. Well, come in. So, is there any news?
No.
Nothing substantial. Is Mr. Ghoshal here?
No, he and the others have gone out. Oh. And Ruku has been allowed out too. He's gone to see Tarzan the ape man with one of his uncles. There's only Shoshi Babu working on the idol and myself at home.
Topshe, what are you doing?
Sorry, I just noticed the radio had been left on, so I turned it off. Batteries must be dead.
I must have forgotten.
Let me see that.
I'm always turning the volume down low and leaving it.
These batteries have leaked, which means the radio stopped working some time ago. Who did you say you were listening to the night the Ganesh was stolen?
Lucknow Station. Lata Mangeshkar.
No, it wasn't. You said it was Begum Akhtar, Amaha, but remember that?
Well, can you explain how one can mistake Lata Mangeshkar for Begum Akhtar?
Yeah.
Bikash Babu? Okay, if you won't talk, allow me. You were listening to the radio the night Moganlal Meghraj came. You escorted him to the living room and then returned to your own. That much is probably true. Then what happened? Were you unable to resist the temptation to hear what was said? Is that it? Did you turn the volume down on your radio and sneak back out of your room? If so, you would have heard them argue. Perhaps you were so disturbed by what you heard, you completely forgot about the radio when you returned. So, if I'm right, that would mean that 5 days later, on the night the Ganesh was stolen, You couldn't have been in your room listening to the radio because it had already stopped working.
Okay. You're right. I did hear Moganlal's threat. And I know what the Ganesh means to this family. Every day after Moganlal's visit, I wanted to look in the chest and make sure it was still there. But I only got the chance when Mr. Ghoshal and his family went to see Machli Baba. I crept into his room, I took the key, and I opened the chest.
And?
Well?
It wasn't there. The Ganesh, it was gone.
Ah. Gone?
Yes. I know you must find it difficult to believe, and I can't begin to describe the state of mind I've been in ever since, but the Ganesh had been stolen before I opened the chest.
Topshe. Topshe. Oh, Topshe, wake up.
Morning.
Yes, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Get dressed.
Why?
Did you know, Topshe, that if you ask a group of people to pick a number between 1 and 5, most will say 3? If you ask them to pick a flower, most will say rose. And when you ask them to choose a number between 1 and 10, at least 70% will say 7.
Fascinating.
Aren't you interested in Machli Baba?
Why don't we go to Oba Choran's house in the afternoon and talk to him?
Because Baba refuses to give anyone a private audience. So, to get under his skin, we must talk to the man who has become his devoted servant. And if I'm not much mistaken, here he comes. Oba Choran Babu, namaskar.
Namaste.
It's a wonderfully fresh morning for bathing.
Yes, yes. The perfect tonic for an old soul like me.
Do you mind if we join you?
What? Why should I mind if you join me, my friends? The river belongs to all of us, doesn't it?
Excellent, excellent.
Jai, jai, Ganga Maiya. Jai, Ganga.
Come on, Topshe.
Don't believe you have got me out of bed for this.
Oh, stop being a baby. Oh, that certainly sets the pulse racing. So, Oba Choran Babu, Machli Baba doesn't join you?
No. Babaji does not bathe.
Never?
Arre, does it matter, son, when his mind is clear and pure, eh?
Does he ever leave your house?
He only leaves his room to greet his followers. The whole day he spends in quiet contemplation, unraveling the mysteries of the cosmos.
Surely he eats with you?
No. I leave his food outside his door and only return for the empty tray.
So then the only time anyone ever sees him is in the evening after the sun has set.
Uh-huh.
A dark figure in a dark courtyard.
Mm.
Have you ever seen him in broad daylight?
Oh, never, never. His radiance is only tolerable in twilight. Now, my friends, I must return and prepare breakfast. Huh? Namaskar.
Namaskar, namaskar. Time to get out, Topshe. Come on, don't hang about.
I think I've lost the feeling in my toes.
Interesting.
My paralysis?
No, the Babaji's reclusiveness.
Why?
I don't know. There's something there, but what it is... Walking aimlessly often helps clear the mind.
And is your mind showing signs of clearing?
It's getting late.
Look.
It's... Shoshi Babu.
Is he drunk?
Shoshi Babu?
Omar!
Blood. He's soaked in blood. Shoshi Babu, what happened? What? What is it?
Rain's getting worse, and Meghraj's thugs are still standing across the street.
It's been 4 days since an innocent old man was stabbed to death. 4 days. And still I have no idea why. I might as well give up. I don't deserve to be called a sleuth. I mean, it's perhaps a good thing to fall flat on my face occasionally. At least it stops me from getting too arrogant. But failure? It's a bitter pill to swallow. I'm sorry, Shoshi Babu. A better man would have had your killer behind bars by now.
I keep thinking about what he said. Lie, lie. We know Meghraj has been lying to us, but what if he meant someone else?
Who?
Vachali Baba.
Oh, come on, Topshe. The man is as pure as pure ghee.
Then why does he only ever come out in the dark? He's hiding something. He arrives in Banaras and first the Ganesh is stolen and then Shashi Babu is killed.
Vachali Baba was with 100 people when the robbery took place. Do you people know what I think?
Please, enlighten us.
I don't think that the little Ganesh was stolen at all.
Then where is it?
Come here. Did you see the size of Mr. Ghoshal's slippers? His slippers are much larger than his feet. And who is ever going to look inside them?
Does your new story have a detail like that?
Well, yes.
Working out the plot of your next book isn't helping us, Lal Mohan.
Well, at least I'm not standing around casting aspersions.
Why don't we go out?
But the rain.
Do you suppose there's a cinema near here?
The cinema? Yes. Why not?
How about Tarzan the Ape Man?
Excuse me. You are sitting on my seat. What's your seat number? Show me.
Peluda, look down there.
Meghraj.
Meghraj? But who's that boy sitting next to him?
Here. Let's just sit here. Topshe, whistle the way you do when it grates on my nerves. Let's see if we can attract the boy's attention.
Oh! I recognize that face, but...
Shurja, Ruku's friend.
What's he doing with Meghraj?
Same build. Same eyes.
You're not suggesting that...
He is Meghraj's son.
I wonder if Mr. Ghoshal knows.
Oh, fool! What a fool I've been! Come on!
Where? What? The movie is just starting.
Excuse me, I'm awfully sorry. Excuse me.
Okay.
May I please? Not lie. Lion. Lion was what he was trying to say, Inspector, before he died.
And the goddess Durga stands on a lion.
Rukmini Ghoshal. He told us all about it. He told us everything. We just didn't understand.
Yeah, I remember him quoting a lot of Akrur Nandi.
He said the Ganesh was with the king of Africa, the lion.
Okay, but how did it get there?
Captain Spark.
Who?
Rukmini Ghoshal. He must have overheard Meghraj's threat, so he decided to hide the Ganesh. He hid it in the lion's mouth. And what was he saying that first time we saw him?
Something about it falling into the water with a big splash and then floating to the sea and being swallowed by a shark.
Right, and then he'd kill the shark with his harpoon?
Exactly.
The world of Okru Nundi and the real world are both the same to little Ruku.
That's why you should read better writers like, you know...
Like you?
Of course.
But if Shashi Babu found the Ganesh, where is it now?
One thing's for sure. It's not back with the family.
Then... What are you suggesting? That Shashi Babu stole it?
Mm-hmm. If he had, you would have found it in his house, or the money if he'd sold it.
Then what?
I think he left it where it was.
No. Why on earth would he have done that?
Put yourself in his position, Inspector.
Uh-huh.
He was old, arthritic. Mm-hmm. This was his last Durga. He was alone facing a future of poverty, ill health. He knew no one would find the Ganesh inside the lion. So he left it there until he could make a deal with the one man he knew wanted it and was willing to pay handsomely for it.
Ah, Meghraj.
Precisely.
But how do we know Shashi Babu didn't give him the Ganesh and was cheated of the money?
Because Meghraj's thugs are still following us.
Excellent, Topshe.
Thank you.
They're making sure we don't go near Mr. Ghoshal's house.
That's why he threatened us. Oh.
I believe Meghraj has known all along where it was.
How?
From his son.
Huh?
Shurjo, his son, was a partner in the plot. Obviously, Meghraj had no intention of paying for something he was going to get for free, and that's why Shashi Babu was murdered, to stop him from interfering with Meghraj's plan.
What plan?
The plan he's been so desperately trying to keep hidden. But I see it now. I see that all his pieces are in place.
Shouldn't we tell Mr. Ghoshal?
No, Topshe. We're no longer looking for a thief. Now we're trying to catch a murderer. And the Ganesh is the bait.
Are you sure this is the place?
Between Munshi and Raja Ghat at 5:30, that's what he said.
Then he's late.
He's become very mysterious since yesterday evening, that cousin of yours.
He's just trying to protect us.
From what?
From Meghraj and his thugs. Oh. But I do wish he had told us something. Not knowing is a lot worse. Look, on that boat, Shashi Babu's idol. I wonder.
What?
Do you think the Ganesh is still in it?
I would be lying if I said I had the faintest idea. Look who's on that barge.
Meghraj.
And assorted heavies. Maybe we should...
Iluda told us to wait here and I promise.
I completely forgot. The great man is leaving today.
From the Shoshamed Ghat by the looks of it.
Can't we all...
No, we cannot. We're waiting here.
Okay. Oh, then I must bid him adieu from a distance.
Ryan.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. The passing of a great light is always a time of profound sadness and joy. Topshe, feel free to unburden yourself. I won't tell Peluda.
God, he's a fraud.
And listen, if you're not man enough to shed a tear at a time like this, just admit it. There he goes. Perhaps he will swim all the way to the ocean, only to resurface as one of the great legends of Banaras.
Or a testament to people's gullibility.
Gullibility?
Yes, gullibility.
Me gullible?
Yes, you're gullible.
Topshe, I never thought I would say this, but you leave me no choice. I find you irksome in the extreme.
You find me irksome?
Yes, you falsely accuse this holy man of being involved in theft and murder, and you just can't stop besmirching him.
Wait, there. They're getting ready to immerse Shashi Babu's idol. Oh, where is Peluda? Why is he so late?
I really think we should step back a bit. Meghraj's spot seems to be coming this way.
If you want to hide, you can hide. But Peluda told me to wait here, and I'm waiting here.
Well, there goes all of Shashi Babu's hard work. His last durga.
I don't think Machli Baba's heading for the ocean.
Why not?
Because there he is. He's swimming up the river?
I'm sure he's confused. Machli Baba!
Shh, what's that? I think he's swimming towards the spot where the idol disappeared. And if the Ganesh is still in it...
Are you suggesting that there is some kind of spiritual energy?
He's died!
Start again, as soon as we get him out.
He's up again!
What on earth?
He's holding the lion's head. He's pulled the lion's head off the idol.
He must have hurt his head when he dived into the water. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Oh, he knows exactly where he's going. Straight to Meghraj's barge. Where is Peluda? What are we going to do?
He can't be a thief. He can't
yes,
be...
Yes, he is a thief.
But he can't be...
He is a thief and he's getting away with it, can't you see? They're pulling him on board. We've got to do something.
Get him out.
Wait a minute. That's not Machli Baba. That's...
Why is Machli Baba looking like...
Peluda!
Topshe! Catch! It's over, Meghraj. You are under arrest.
But Inspector... I was just enjoying the festival.
Topshe, look in the lion's mouth.
There's nothing here. The Ganesh isn't here.
It must be.
No.
We live to fight another day, Mr. Mitter.
Can I have something to drink?
You aroused the dormant disciple in me.
Lal Mohan, please.
Now we know who you are, Machli Baba. Purinder Rao. Escaped from Rai Bareli jail 3 weeks ago and have been on the run ever since. Imprisoned for deception and fraud.
What about your supernatural powers?
Meghraj told me about the old man's wife and child. It's no big secret.
Oh, I feel sick to the pit of my stomach.
Where's the Ganesh?
The what?
Who killed Shashi Bhushan Pal?
Who?
Tell me what I need to know.
Peluda.
Just
relax. Not used to being wrong, huh?
Oh, listen, all I had to do was sit in front of the crowd and talk this nonsense.
Your nonsense opened my eyes to the wonder of creation.
I don't know anything about a murder or a Ganesh.
And yet you were meant to pull the lion's head off Mr. Ghoshal's idol.
That's what Meghraj wanted.
You did not wonder why?
When he wants a lion's head, I get him a lion's head. I don't ask him why.
I think he's telling the truth.
Okay. Stand up. Officer, take him to the cells.
Yes, sir.
Don't look so glum, Peluda. Not every case finishes like you'd want it to.
Maybe the Ganesh slipped out and sunk to the bottom of the river. I mean, it was just held in place with a piece of chewing gum.
Or maybe Ruku was making it all up.
There could be another explanation.
Enough, please.
Inspector Tiwari, we have both been guilty. Guilty of a blind obsession to pin this crime on Moganlal Meghraj, when in fact, he was innocent. And if we accept that now, we must open our eyes to another possibility.
But what?
That in our midst, there is a far more sinister villain than Moganlal Meghraj. A ruthless, cold-blooded murderer who wears the mask of a friend.
Are you sure this time?
If I'm wrong, well, if I'm wrong, then I will never take on another case.
Maganlal must have it.
No, that's what you think, but you'd be wrong.
No, Daku Gandaria couldn't get it. Captain Spark made sure it was safe.
There is another explanation, and it involves the murder of Shoshi Bhushan Pal, the artist.
But he was killed by one of Maganlal's thugs, surely?
That is what I thought, but I was wrong. Shoshi Babu found the statuette.
What, Shoshi Babu?
He found it on the night he finished the idol. According to the police report, the only person at home on that night was you, Bikash Babu.
Bikash Babu, huh?
That's true. Did Shoshi Babu mention the Ganesh?
He didn't. He came to say goodbye when he finished the idol and then he left. I stepped out for some fresh air. I walked to Horishchandra Ghat where I ran into somebody I know, Dr. Ashok Dotto. I'm sure your men have already checked with him, Inspector.
He says he met you, yes.
There you go.
I believe you. You did see Shoshi Babu, you did walk to the ghat, and you did meet Dr. Ashok Dotto. It is what you are not telling us that we need to know. Very well. Once again, Bikash Babu, I will tell you what I think happened. Shoshi Babu came to you because he had found the Ganesh. You told him you would deal with everything.
What?
After he set off home, you followed him. It wasn't too difficult. He was a sick old man. You stopped along the way, bought a knife.
A knife?
And when Shoshi Babu stepped into a deserted street, you ran up behind him and stabbed him.
What?
Then you walked calmly to the ghat and threw the knife into the river. It was then that you met Dr. Ashok Dotto.
Lies! It's nothing but a pack of lies. Why would I...
Because Shoshi Babu would talk, so he had to be silent.
Rubbish!
No one would suspect you because the statuette had already been stolen.
Mr. Ghoshal, don't believe a word of it. If I did take the Ganesh, then where is it? Answer me that.
Topshe?
Topshe.
Here.
Thank you. This is your transistor radio, isn't it, Bikash Babu? The battery compartment should be empty. I emptied it myself the other day. Mr. Ghoshal, here is your Ganesh.
There, you see?
Traitor! Traitor!
But why? Vikas, why?
I didn't plan to do it. Shoshi Babu, he was my friend. But you don't know what it's like living in somebody else's house, doing somebody else's work, and all the time having to act as though you are grateful. I saw a chance to be something else, something better. I took it.
Mr. Vikas Sinha, you're coming with me. Let's go.
You know, I never doubted you for a minute.
That, Topshe, is why I always need you on these little adventures. Gentlemen, I think this has been one of the most intriguing adventures we've had together.
I think so too.
Lal Mohan, you've been very quiet. Are you so upset at the thought of leaving Banaras?
No, not really.
Then don't be sad about Machli Baba. He fooled a lot of important people.
Topshe, I take back my comment that irks someone.
Thank you.
Thank you. But it's not that.
What?
Then what?
Mystery number 63 in the adventure series of Jatayu.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Agent Prakor Rudro hides a precious diamond in the statue of a lion to keep it safe from the villain.
I prophesized the whole thing and yet I never had a clue.
Oh, come on, Lal Mohan. You had me completely stumped. I even contemplated retiring.
Really?
Really. It was brilliant. It was brilliant and yet so simple.
Those are my trademarks.
I simply must read more of your stories. Yes. I'm sure they'll help me crack future cases.
In Peluda, the Mystery of the Elephant God, you heard Rahul Bose as Peluda and Anupam Kher as Lal Mohan Ganguly. Topshe was played by Hari Bala. Machli Baba was Jackie Shroff. Maganlal Meghraj was Dadeep Tahil. And Abhay Charan was Amin Sayani. Vikas was Orgho Lahiri. Shashi was Shumantra Ghoshal. Umanath Ghoshal was